morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are family, and that means we take care of each other here in Pensacola. And one of the organizations that does a great job with that is Manna Food Pantries. And my friend Dee Dee Flanlocker, she is the executive director there, is in the studio with us this morning. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey, good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy that you're here, and we've got so much to talk about. You're doing just an amazing job with Manna Food Pantries. There's such a need in our community. We have such generous people who support you. You have the volunteers. But let's talk about Manna Food Pantries in case someone doesn't know what your organization's all about.
Absolutely. So Manna's been around, gosh, since 1982. And what we do is provide food to the hungry. We do that in the form of groceries. And we hold ourselves to a standard of providing the healthiest food possible to folks in need. And Meg, that's a lot different now than it did back in 1982 and 1983.
I'm guessing back then it was a lot of soup, cans of soup.
I would imagine so.
And you thought of a food pantry, you thought of soup.
You did, exactly. And so, you know, last year we gave away over 600,000 pounds of food.
Wow. To over
70,000 people.
I was going to say, how many people? 70,000 people.
Over 70,000 people.
That's incredible, Dee Dee.
Yes, and 61% of them were children.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a very... You know, and it's you and I don't really realize that maybe because hopefully we've got food in our pantry. Mm-hmm. As I always like to share, my husband and I have four kinds of peanut butter. You know, well, I don't know why still, but anyway.
It's a luxury.
It's a luxury. And it is kind of a luxury,
yes.
Isn't it? And so, especially now, you know, when you go shopping at the grocery store, I mean.
Ooh, prices have gone up. Mine definitely doesn't go as far as it used to, that dollar.
It does not. And then, you know, the cost of fuel and all sorts of things that come into play, you know, with working families as well as folks who are living in poverty. And mm-hmm. so what we see now at Manna are a lot of different kind of folks. Folks mm-hmm. who, you know, certainly are folks who are living in poverty. We also see a lot of people who are working.
Ooh,
who
yes.
are just getting by.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about, because a lot of times I think, you know, we're all problem solvers and in our minds we're trying to think about, okay, who is it that really gets the help?
And, right.
And when you ask me that, it's the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that you played that song, We Are Family, because without our community, without the Pensacola, Escambia County, and Santa Rosa County areas, and the generous people who donate to Manna, because remember, we don't get any government funding.
So, correct, and that's important for people to know.
Yeah, it really is. And so when you think about that, we really are a local, homegrown organization, and it's important that you donate to help people that are hungry. By the way, if you didn't know it, and a lot of folks don't, September is actually Hunger Action Month. And so what that means is that it's an opportunity for all of us to bring attention to the fact that we do have hungry neighbors in need.
Mm-hmm.
But that action word in there, you know, Hunger Action Month, means that we can take action as individuals or as businesses or faith organizations or clubs, whatever it may be, to actually help address hunger in our community. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of different ways we can do that.
Well, I think it's a great mission to have. And I think hunger, I like the word action as well. And one of the things, too, is you've already touched on it, but is erasing the stigma of hunger, what it means to be hungry and for homelessness and those kinds of things. Because not people that are coming to you are not necessarily people who are homeless. I'm sure there are some, but there are also families and people working with lots of kids and people that are really struggling right now in this economy. And so they may be holding down two jobs, three jobs, right. and still struggling. But I also think there's the senior community, which are people that had saved enough for their retirement or maybe are living on Social Security, and they may be food challenged, or what do you have a phrase for that?
Food insecure.
Right. And I think that's a really good definition of what people are experiencing.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's interesting that you say that. And I know that you do amazing work in the community with Council on Aging and addressing the needs of the hunger for senior citizens. Meg, that is probably the largest population that we're seeing growing right now.
Really?
Senior citizens.
I'm kind of sad to hear that, actually.
I know. But, you know, when we think about it, a senior citizen, somebody who's in their, you know, late 60s, anybody who's in maybe their mid to late 60s mm-hmm. and older, they have a hard time going out and finding a job. So what they have to work with money-wise is what they have to work with,
right? That's right.
And so when you take into account the rising cost of food, what it costs to pay for gasoline, mm-hmm. to get to and fro. All of those things are not really, it doesn't take that into account. You know, their wages or their income doesn't increase. And mm-hmm. so, but everything else, the cost of does. And so we're seeing a lot more seniors that are needing assistance. And that, unfortunately, Meg, is going to continue as our baby boomers continue to
aging
age.
Out. Yeah. Yep.
We have a program, actually, that we do thanks to some faith organizations in the community where we're home delivering groceries, 10 days
fantastic.
Worth of groceries to seniors. And those are folks who can't get out, mm-hmm. who are homebound generally. That is the other thing that we're seeing as I think about trends, Meg. We are also hearing from folks who are coming down to our pantry and visiting us for an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
They are having to catch a ride with someone.
Oh.
So they're having to ask their neighbor, will you take me down to Manna?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're having to catch the bus. So transportation, we're hearing from a lot of people that transportation is a real issue for them, regardless of their age. Transportation is becoming a real issue for people.
Okay. So we know that there's a need. So how can we help? And as far as donations go, I know cash is king.
Cash is king always.
That hasn't changed.
Yeah,
but can you talk a little bit about what we can donate and how to go through that process, and also just how people could volunteer too.
Absolutely. And let me say before I forget, so if you're out there and you need help,
yes.
please call 211. They're part of United Way, and they'll be able to tell you how you can get assistance, whether it's utilities or rent or food. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a lot of different resources that they can tell you about in the community. So, and then as far as Hunger Action Month, you can make a donation. So just $5, for example, will
That'll
help
go
us.
A long way.
It's amazing. It provides food for a whole day for someone in need.
Mm-hmm.
You can also donate nutritious food to us.
Right.
And nutritious food, when I talk about that, I mean simple things like peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
right, which goes a very long way. I always like to talk about peanut butter. It's king, too. and then canned fruit and 100% juice. And we ask for that because we have so many folks in our community who are obese or are diabetic.
Right.
And so if we can provide, going back to that healthiest food possible, if folks don't mind getting us that 100% juice, that helps so much. Boxes of oatmeal, and we prefer low sugar, if you would. Again, same concept, a little bit healthier. Canned vegetables, no salt is fantastic. But you know what? Also what we do in our bags, Meg, is we put tips on how to take the food that you're getting and make it a little bit healthier by washing your canned vegetables, for example, and washing out that sodium. We also need canned chicken and canned tuna, too.
Yes.
So those are just some of the things that we need.
Okay. We're talking with Dee Dee Flaunlacker with Manna Food Pantry. It's a great organization, nonprofit. They don't receive federal funding. They depend totally on local donations in our community. You've got some events coming up, correct?
Ooh, we sure do. And that makes it's the season. Gosh, I'm almost overwhelmed even think about it.
Yeah.
It is. So we've got Pensacan coming up. And if you don't know, Pensacan is actually presented by the American Institute of Architects, Florida Northwest. And so that's a group of architectural firms and contractors who are coming together. And they do this competitive competition where they build things out of cans. I love it.
And don't laugh. I mean, they are pretty extraordinary, y'all. I've seen them from previous years.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, they get so technical and so, you know,
awesome.
They're very competitive. But what they did a few years ago was they also opened it up so that anyone could do it. So if you've got a club, we've had high schools compete before. Navy Fed has competed before also. So we've got a lot of different organizations that will actually come together and do it. And the build is actually at Cordova Mall on October 1. But if you can't come and do that, you can build at your location and we can tell you all about that. You just got to call. Give us a call at 850-432-2053 or visit mannahelps.org to find out more about that.
Okay, we were talking with Dee Dee from Manna Food Pantries all about Pensacan.
I love it.
Coming up on October 1st, and we'll be talking about a few more things coming up on Pep Talk in just a minute. If you've got a question for her or any question about Manna Food Pantries, how you can help, or if you need help, just text on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dee Dee Flaunlacker is here with Manna Food Pantries talking about the ways that you can get help or be helpful.
Yes, exactly.
So we talked about Pensacan, which I think is just a fun event.
It is, and it's just amazing. As you mentioned before the break, you know, some of those sculptures they make are just
elaborate, okay?
They're measuring, you know, and they're putting it on a CAD and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy, I don't even know how they do it, but it's pretty cool. And it's really great because all the food comes back to Mana.
Right.
And you know, the folks that are doing it, we ask them to use certain items because mm-hmm. those are items that we're really needing in our pantry and in our inventory. And so it's really cool. And so, again, that build date will be at Cordova Mall on Thursday, October 1. And it's kind of cool. If you're out there, just kind of stop by and look and see what they're doing.
Be fun.
Then it'll be on display. All the sculptures will be on display at the mall until from October 2nd until the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also People's Choice voting. So you can actually, we'll give you a QR code and you can go and vote, which is an easy way to help Mana as well. So we really appreciate AIA of Florida Northwest doing that. So you were mentioning, we were talking before about Hunger Action Month, and so I just wanted to mention a couple more ways that you can actually take action to help the hungry. You can host a food drive throughout September.
Oh, okay. It's easier maybe than people think?
It really is, because you can, you know, pick your work site or maybe mm-hmm. your faith organization, or even if you're a part of a sports club, good grief, it's college football time, right?
That's
true. So whenever you're going down to Seville to meet with your club to watch a football game, then ask everybody to bring a can of food.
There you go.
And so it's really that easy. And you can actually check in at our website at Mana, M-A-N-N-A, helps, H-E-L-P-S.org, to learn more about what our most needed items are, as well as how to do a food drive. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
You can also volunteer your time. And you mentioned that too. You asked, well, how can someone volunteer? So you can give us a call, again, at 850-432-2053. And we can talk to you about volunteering. And Meg, we do groups as well. So we
Well, I got to go in leadership when we went in that day. And we helped sort cans,
I
recall.
You did. That was really cool. And so leadership is coming back in January. LEAP is coming back.
And
so
I know the Rotary Club. My Rotary Club came a couple, it comes every year.
Yes,
so,
exactly. And that is really cool. And so we have groups that are coming in doing everything from sorting cans to building bags to all sorts of things. So it just depends on what the needs are and the size of the group. So you can learn more about that as well as individually volunteering.
Excellent.
So we have, last year, we had nearly 5,000 volunteers who gave, I don't have the stats right in front of me, but as I recall, over 14,000 hours of service.
That's incredible. Really.
I mean,
it just makes my heart warm to hear that. Because
we are family.
We are family in this community, for sure. And unfortunately, there are some people that are hurting right now in some difficult times and in between jobs. I mean, they were doing, I saw an article or a story, I think maybe on one of the news shows on TV, and they were talking about how quickly, once you lose that paycheck, things can go downhill.
Oh, my goodness. It's really amazing. You know, and that's the thing. If someone gets laid off or you get your hours cut back, Meg.
And sometimes through no fault of your own.
Exactly. You haven't done anything wrong.
Right,
but
right.
It's just, you know, business is off or whatever it may be. And so we have so many families in our community that live paycheck to paycheck, and that's in Escambia and in Santa Rosa County. Especially all across the country, especially in this area. And so these are families that are working, as you said, maybe they're working two jobs or more. They're doing the very best they can, and if something happens, one unexplained or unexpected thing happens, their car breaks down.
Medical emergency.
A medical emergency.
And boy, that can clean you up pretty quickly.
Exactly. So there's all sorts of things that can happen. Right now, you know, we're facing a very hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, people are turning those thermostats. I know I'm turning my thermostat down pretty low.
Right.
But then what's happening, of course, is that's increasing our utility bills. And so we have to think about all of those different things that come to impact someone's budget. And so there are a lot of things that can happen that nobody expects to happen that can then eventually lead them to Mana. And, you know, Meg, that's why we're here. I don't want anyone to ever feel shameful or feel like, oh, gosh, somebody needs it more than me.
It's hard to ask for help.
It is.
It's, you know, pride gets involved, and it is hard to ask for help.
It really is. And so one of the things that we're dedicated to making sure happens at Mana is that we respect our clients and we treat them with dignity and respect. And we want to make sure that if you come down and you need help, and you can do that by appointment. You call us, and we do pantry service twice a week. We also, by the way, have about 25 partners that we do 18 additional programs
with. It's huge, yes.
So,
we haven't even gotten to do a whole show just on that.
Exactly,
on
we could, So, so there's a whole lot of different ways, you know, that we're out there in the community trying to help. But let me just say this, too. It's Hunger Action Month. So, look, if man is not your gig, if we're not, you know, you're not involved with us and don't want to get involved with us, which, I wish you would, but it's okay. If you don't, but you do have a pantry, that mm-hmm. you are involved with, I want you to give to them.
Yes.
I want you to go ahead and let's help, you know, stock up the shelves.
Churches are doing that as yes. well. There's other options.
Exactly. But. There are other options. So again, if manna isn't who you want to donate to a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Because food is something that everyone should have access to.
Yes.
And when our children don't have healthy food to eat, Meg, it is a lifelong effect.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it affects their brain. It affects their interactions as they grow up. They're not as successful in the workplace generally.
Right.
They have many, many challenges as it relates to learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a lot of folks that we can take care of right here in our community in so many different ways. And wow, is this community amazing?
It's the best.
It is the best, isn't it? It's so cool.
All right. So tell us your website again and the phone number in case I want to make an appointment.
Absolutely. So our website is manna. Helps, MANNAHELPS.org. Our phone number is 850-432-2053. Visit us, and we would love to have you call and find out information about manna, if we can help or how you can help.
Okay, we're going to be back with Dee Dee in just a couple minutes. If you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. We are family with Manna Food Pantries and Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Dee Dee is here with Manna Food Pantries. Got a couple more things to tell you about if you want to help out or donate.
Absolutely. So with September Hunger Action Month, you can also, the final thing I have as a suggestion is share Manna's mission. So be sure that you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X and help us spread the word about our mission and what we do. So we have a couple of other events coming up. We've got legal graffiti. So we appreciate Zarzar Law, who is holding legal graffiti.
It's hard to say legal graffiti.
I know, and I'm not sure I even said that right, so I'll hear about that at the
legal
office.
Legal graffiti.
At least you'll remember it. So on Friday, September 18th from 5 to 9, and that is to benefit Manna. So thank you so much, Zarzar Law. See, mm-hmm. I didn't mess that
That's
one up.
Good.
Thank you,
Joe.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I know. Then Manna Night at the Fair will be Wednesday, October 28th. So you'll bring 3 cans of healthy, non-perishable food to the Pensacola Interstate Fair. What is wrong with me?
You're fine.
October 28th and receive $3 off your adult admission
oh,
from open to close. And then lastly, Fill the Mayflower will be Friday, November 20th
wow.
from 5 a.m. woo, to 6:30 p.m. And again, Meg, all this is only possible because of thanks to this amazing amazing community who mm-hmm. helps our organization and mm-hmm. makes our organization. Manna is the community, and
yes.
it takes all of us to make it possible. If you want to learn more about us, just remember you can visit our website at mannahelps, mm-hmm. MANNAHELPS.org. Our phone number is 850-432-2053. Remember, it doesn't take September as Hunger Action Month for you to get involved.
Right.
And to get involved is so easy.
Mm-hmm. And hunger is, a year-round issue. It's not just during the holidays.
Yep.
But we will be out for Fill the Mayflower.
Yes.
It's always so much fun. It's one of my favorite events. And tell them where the food pantries are in your hours, in case somebody
Absolutely.
Did. You know, maybe they're cleaning out after the summer and they've got a lot of extra things they could
right.
stop by and donate.
Absolutely. So we're located at 3030 Northeast Street. So we're between Leonard and Tahar Street. And you can stop by anytime between 8:30 a.m. until about 4:30 p.m. to make a donation, drop off at our warehouse. If you need help, again, 850-432-2053.
Okay, thank you so much, Dee Dee. I know how busy you are. I appreciate you coming in to talk about manna today.
Thank you, Meg.